Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the desert of the real.
The world that you know. You've been living in a dream world. World as it was at the end of the 20th century. Living in a dream world,
disbelief. This is the world as it exists today. This is the world that you know.
You've been living in a dream world. World as it was at the end of the 20th century.
Radio 2012, and we are calling. I keep saying we're calling. We're coming to you from Detroit, Michigan. My name is Beverly.
And my name is Danielle.
And today we're going to talk about news and political issues as we normally do. So, what's going on in Detroit, Danielle?
You'll get just as good as mine. I know they're still on this mayor situation, but. What gets me is, have you noticed how a lot of people is getting caught up in these text messages and these senators and mayors and other positions in high position throughout the country is getting caught up in all this situation? That's that home security thing we was talking about on earlier one of our shows, because some situations, a guy here got caught. He's a senator husband, and he went to a hotel, met a girl, paid her $150. They pulled him over. Now, what would make you tell what's your business on inside a hotel, except if they got some information? He went and told them what he just did, told them there was a sting, and going to press charges against the girl and no press charges against him. Now, is that fair, Beverly? I mean, even though she was prostitution, that's wrong and stuff and everything, but he went out and participated just as much as she did, but because she going to testify against him, I mean, he going to testify against her, he's not being prosecuted, and this is their procedures. And he got busted and talking about he's sorry. And what he's sorry for getting busted, Beverly?
Right. I mean, and that doesn't show you how we are in an unfair system. Because if you're going to arrest the girl, why not arrest the guy? You know, she didn't do it by herself. It takes two of them. So that's very unfair. And we also, last week, we had a judge from one of the suburbs. The police had him on camera. He was drunk. I mean, he couldn't even stand up. And they threw his case out because he refused to take the breathalyzer and he refused to take the blood test, so they couldn't press charges against him. So look at all of these lawmakers. What it is, everybody is being uncovered. So it's uncovered time, Donnell. Hello? I guess my partner is having some problems with his telephone. And so, all of these senators and everybody is, but that's what this new technology is doing. It's just pulling the cover. I mean, these guys, they just didn't start doing this. They've been doing these things for years. And so now with the new satellite, we had talked about the satellite that they put up in the sky, the spy satellite. And so, you know, just because they are saying that this is for terrorists, I mean, when they spy, I mean, they could spy on anybody. It's no certain person. So, and that's what they're doing with the telephone text. And I also explained last show we had about the governor in New York. He got busted because of this the Patriot Act. And so, hello, Danielle, you back on?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, fine. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Technical difficulties.
Yeah, it just dropped on me from clear blue.
Okay. So, yeah, so you were saying that the guys, so they're going to, but, you know, like I was just saying, they had the judge last week. They let him off, and he was drunk, and the police had him on video, and he still got off.
Right, so what is this, favoritism or going after Dave and the mayor here situation? They dug into the prosecutor background of prosecuting other cases and stuff and everything. And I'm going, you can see that they brought it up just to cause the controversy on the mayor situation because he did what she's supposed to do when one of their snitches lied and stuff. They went on and reported. But just the idea of getting it out there, it's pathetic because they're wasting news media and time on propaganda when the city needs help, and they're sitting up here worrying about an image, and there's people here suffering and dying and losing things, and they're sitting up here propaganda trying to say who named who fought is this, and who's credible. So I'm just saying I'd just be glad when they stop pointing fingers and just do the solution thing, baby.
Yeah, but that's what it seems like. It seems like nobody is really interested in solutions. You know, everybody is trying to do their thing, you know, and it just feels like the whole system is corrupt. You know, it might not be, but it looks that way. And like I say, where we at now, we in a time now where things are shifting with that new spy satellite. Things are being revealed. People are being uncovered. So things that people were doing behind the scenes, that's why they're so comfortable with it, because they've been doing it so long. So now, you know, they're being uncovered now.
Right. And the sad part about the whole thing is that I'm going, they're picking and choosing who to go after. And I'm like, who's doing the picking and who's doing the choosing? And I'm going, if you're going to be fair, excuse me, I'm just leaving my car coming back in through the office. But anyway, I'm just saying a lot of people, who is this that decides to make it? It's like everybody keeps digging everybody's life. And where is the political going to get them pushed away from the personal, Beverly?
Yeah, hopefully that's what we're going through. Like we had said before, we're going through a change, and hopefully this change is a positive or more better change, because we have been dealing with some demonic energy that's here. And, you know, and it's like they study putting the people to sleep. You know, they give all them chemtrails. I was looking up in the sky the other day, and I just saw all of them planes up there and all them clouds, the chemtrails that's going, and all of that is chemicals. And, you know, and it all into the mind control. And, I mean, it's just diabolical now. You know, it's mind-blowing. I really got to pray. Whoever your God is, you got to get close to him now to get some answers here, dealing with this we're dealing with, Donnell.
Okay, the same as chemtrails. You talking about like when you was at front of my house and all them jets had all
yeah.
the streamlined? Explain that to us. They shooting chemicals or just the fuel from the gas? I mean, I'm a little slow. Break it down to me. What is
no,
they doing?
No, those are chemicals. They call them chemtrails because it was on the news a few weeks ago. One guy had took it. He set something out. You know, he set like a pan outside of his house, and he was collecting those chemicals when they came down, and they took it to a laboratory, and they just got the name and all these different chemicals, and that was not no fuel from the jets. You know, those are contrails when it's just the jet fuel coming down, but these are chemtrails. Where they are spraying. This is part of this mind control. They spraying this down. That's how come the people are not uprising. This is how come everybody is walking around like they in a daze, Donnie.
Oh, okay. Then so I mean, do we got? I mean, in other words, if I go out here in this backyard and put some buckets out there, And I mean, even when it's dry, because I mean, it wasn't raining when they had did it. So you're saying even when it's dry out there, they dropping chemicals out there, and they letting us know this is what they doing is. But is they experiment? What's the reason of them doing this? I mean, since we know about it, the only way we know about it, they telling us.
To dummy us down. That's how come people are not uprising. That's how come people is just, the chemicals is to keep us, you know, dummy down, keep us, you know how you keep some person under.
Yeah, but I'm saying is, how is that we find out about that they doing this, though? I mean, you know, what's the means of how we know they doing this? Harris talking about it, but how, I mean.
Because people have investigated. It's, I mean, you can go and pull up all kind of reports. I pulled up 2-3 different reports on it. And like I say, they even had a camera crew went out to this guy's house. And he did the experiment. He showed them where he collected the information. He took it to the lab, and it came back. The news people showed all the paper from the lab with all these different chemicals in it. I mean, that's not no normal jet fuel that's coming down with all those. And it was looking just like at your house. At your house, the sky was just full of all of those trails, the chemicals.
So it was.
You
look up in the air, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the guy, and that's what made him do that experiment.
Wow. So in other words, we need to wear a chemical hat then. Is that the case then? Another way they get us going, huh?
It looks that way, don't it? It really
does. Yeah, it really does. A chemical hat. In other words, it turn red when it's devastated, and turn blue and green, where it's going to take a long time to penetrate through your skull. I mean, that is messed up. Hey, but we came up with a solution. Let's get a chemical hat that when they sitting up there, enough people have them and wear them and know what they're doing, they're going to have to do something about it. Maybe when, in fact, you know, like I said, there have to be a lot of numb people out there or family-orientated people out there or people who don't have no offspring. So to even condone with situations like this and they know what's going on, talking about better for man. And who is it better for? I mean, what is it that we causing war on our people is people. And I'm going, I don't care if they slanted eyes, blue, green, brown, or whatever, coming out the ocean mermaid. The point is that when we affect something to kill one of us, we're killing all of us, doubly.
Yeah, but they feel like they have their people, their family, all, they make sure their family live in a certain area, and this stuff is not going in their area. About time the wind blow it to where they at, then they feel like it should kind of be diluted it or so. And just like these cell phone towers, all of that is mind control. They sending out certain energies. They did studies on that to show that it's also causing brain cells. People and in our neighborhood, they got us surrounded. You go out in other neighborhoods, you don't see that many telephone towers. You don't see so many of them.
Right, because they get them embedded in the city and stuff. So what they'll tell
yeah.
you,
yeah.
you like Snagglepuss having the Murgatory, extra stage left or right to get to heaven out the city. Cause they want the city. I might let them have the city, because that's where the madness is going to be. But like I said, we need to come up with solutions, because I'm going, like, people are stressed out. Look at people. We got more road rage. We got more attitude. We're pointing the fingers. But, I mean, you know, where's the solutions? Where can we make it so everybody can be happy and peace and get along with one another? Because we know all colors and people can get along if we want to and stuff and everything. But I think it's, like I said, our upbringing, our surrounding, our discipline, and what we want out of life and stuff. Because now they have people who give up and sell up and mess. They don't even think. For you to make money before you enjoy money, it's best to have love stable and around you, then you can grow. If not, a lot of people, I don't care if it's mama, I do care, but if it's mama, daddy, sister, brother, cousin, they have no love in them, then you don't have to pretend that, okay? Then, I mean, like I said, some of us have the world greatest mom, the world greatest dad, sisters and brothers, and some of us got some rotten ones. But if you alert enough to realize the difference, you don't have to condone that. If mama ain't good, mama ain't good. Daddy ain't right. Daddy ain't right. The mayor ain't right. The mayor ain't right. If the government got it wrong, the government got it wrong. But we living in a time of error and correction, and we need to make the correction, Beverly.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They're dumbing the people down. They spraying. They putting stuff in the water because they so you won't uprise. you know, especially with people that's really not, you know, their conscious level is not high. Just people just, you know, they're using their lower conscious, and so they don't have a chance. They don't know what's going on, and that's what they're doing. They're dummying the people down. Plus, we study losing our rights. Now, we had talked about how the governor got busted, and we talked about how the mayor got busted. Now, on April the 28th, this month, the Defense Department, what is happening now is that all the colleges, all the universities have to let the recruiting, the ROTC, they got to let the military on campus, and they got to give them all the information of their students. Otherwise, if a student say he don't want the Army, the military to have his information, then employees, like when they had those job fairs, when those employees come to the colleges to look for the employers, when they come to the colleges to look for employees, the university gives them their information. The student, if he don't want the military to have it, then the university can't give it to the people who are looking to hire them. What kind of stuff is that?
Control.
Ain't that something?
I mean, think about it. They did a documentary on Detroit, how that our 24.9% is graduating. So that's literally almost 75% of the kids is not graduation. But the following day, they did it across the state in California, Texas, Detroit, New York. And my point is, as y'all notice, the bigger the state is, the more the madness is supposed to be. And I'm going to think about it, everyone. I mean, not to pick, I don't even excuse us talking about inner United States, but this is affecting everyone all over the world. It's not up to the school system to educate your kids. They're supposed to because you're paying taxes and stuff, but it ain't going that way. And the kids are sitting up there not going to school. Then I'm saying, parents, I know they got you focusing on your lifestyle and how to live, and then that's what they're doing. They got you, rather than say, paying Peter to, I forgot that saying when I got back home, but I heard it a lot, pay Peter to pay Paul or something like that. But at the same time, you're sacrificing your kids' education and their morals and stuff. And I'm going, if they can't read, write, or comprehend or know how to walk away, and someone's making money and the other one's not, and good people dying, then that's kind of hard to make a rational decision when your belly is empty and you cold belly. And that's the situation they put in the military. Even the people who's in the military have the same problem because they're paying their families and they trying to be loyal. But like I said, you got a lot of people out there having the oil company making billions of dollars and the rest of society is suffering, Beverly.
Yeah, and talking about the military, I was talking to somebody that was in the military, and they were saying that, you know, the soldiers over there, they saying that the Iraqi people are getting checks. We paying for them, they school, and they going to school, they getting checks. They eat better food than our soldiers. The soldiers say they have to wait till they eat, and then the soldiers can eat. What kind of mess is that?
A bush mess. Like I said, that's why everybody's right now fighting right now in this situation. Go ahead, Beverly.
No, I'm just saying, you know, here the soldiers over there fighting and they complaining, and here they over there, the enemy is living better than the soldiers. And we're supposed to be taking care of the soldiers we sent over there, but the soldiers are saying that the enemy is eating better than they are, and we paying for them to go to school. Paying for them. They getting checks, and that's coming from us. That's why gas is so high. Donnell?
All right, then. Okay, but check this out. See, the sad part about it, they know they can't keep on playing this war game, okay? Then they've been getting away with, you remember from the beginning of time, even in the last 100 years, every 10 years, they keep a war going, okay? Then for some stupid reason, they're trying to keep everybody in check and don't want nobody else to come up with no different technology while we're so busy, as they say, controlling one another. Okay, it's a whole space out there. Surely we don't believe we're the only one here, do we? And I'm going, and just as much as we hostile, maybe someone else might look at us so hostile and self-righteous as we so busy judging one another, some other thing might come in and look at us and say, hey, they don't need to be floating and flying out in space with the attitude they got. They still arguing about color. Now all of them pump the same blood and breathe the same air. We'd be in trouble because we so busy warring and fighting against one another. So even though the idiot box radio and everything try to educate, we have to choose to educate, but at the same time, we got to stop this war and fighting and controlling one another and make the planet a healthy planet. So just in case something comes, if it's negative, we prepare. Because right now, half of us don't stick on the opposite side when something comes talking about, oh, worship them. And my thing is, they might be coming down here thinking like us. Hey, we top of the food chain. They taste pretty good, barbecue dipped in some sauce, pepper.
Well, I hope if they come, I hope they don't come to eat us. I hope they come to change some of this mess that we got going on.
We don't even respect one another that we're going to go ahead and let something come from outer space. And, see, we assume it might be smarter. We assume. And that can cost us. But at the same time, I'm going to figure if they made it here and got here, hey, we're not crazy scientists, goofy enough to figure out a way to do things, but that don't mean we still don't know how to sustain our health, way of life, even our conduct of each other, our prejudice, our attitudes and stuff. So, like I said, we're focusing on the wrong thing. 50 more years from now, all we talk about, we'll look like cavemen. You know, hopefully if we mature and start treating everyone fair. But like I said, the oil company and stuff and everything, they shouldn't have as much, the banks, they shouldn't have as much say so. And I'm going like a certain age bracket, I say 60, 65. Older people, kids gone and grown, they shouldn't have to pay taxes, okay? And they don't live 60 years struggling and working. It's something that make a person look forward for, because now y'all taking the thrill out of life. And that's why older folks, you notice you have more people going to jail in 40, 50, and 60s. And any time in history since the 80s and 90s, usually when people get 40, 50, and 60, you hear a few of them going to jail, some dumb ones. But now you got white collar, black collar, blue collar, everything doing something to try to make the money and stuff and everything, Beverly.
Yeah, well, just like McCain said, he said that we're going to be over there in the Middle East for the next 100 years. And so their plan is not just to go over there for a few years and to come back. Their plan is to stay over there because this is what Dick Cheney and them is doing with that project for the new American century. That's what that's all about. That's about world dominance. And so they hope that they don't plan for our soldiers to come back. They plan to be over there, to set up a base over there, and to stay over there. So, and this is all part of this world dominance that's going on, that this fantastic, I call them fantastic group that took over, this is what they planning on doing, Daniel.
Well, you know, they purposely trying to make that an oasis over there. Like I said, greed come with dreams, and then they trying to make that an oasis over there, okay? I mean, nothing against the Arabs or the Levy, you know, any of the people, but I'm going, they were throwing rocks. So who educated them? Who taught them all this? We did, all right, then. And some of them went off other places of the world and got educated, all right, then. But I'm going, think about it. Somebody over in our country taking something from us, we would have an attitude, too. You see what I'm saying? So like I said, I don't know what they bid partner situation is, but I know it's not good for us or them. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going, what it is that America's getting old and the world is getting old and people's getting more knowledgeable. And what it is that we don't want to share the knowledge. We're trying to control, and that's our problem. Until we stop this control, I know what you're saying, or if this food get this food keep, you know what I'm saying? The food got to come over here, okay? Then y'all could do all that inspection and background check. But and even they shooting their missiles over here and stuff. America, y'all got it down pat. Y'all got the satellites. Y'all got it, the home security. Y'all got it. Y'all got them. All right, then y'all powerful enough. Ain't nobody going to mess with y'all. But at the same time, I suggest you teach love and angers and attitude and create monsters, because I'm going, you're making everybody hate you. And I'm going, at the same time, a lot of crazy people out there and stuff. And sometimes medicine can't help it, okay, then? But we need to keep an eye on them. But first, we have to take care of home, and we don't need attitude where we lay our head at, Beverly.
Yeah, but see, you dealing with monsters. That's who running the stuff is monsters. So monsters ain't hearing nothing about no love and all of that because that's all they know. That's their mentality. That's how they running everything. You can see how we going, and they don't really care about the United States. Their thing is world dominance. And so that's why we suffering. We sitting here now. We going through a depression that we haven't seen in since the 30s, and I don't even know if it was this bad back then. But their whole thing is to dominate the whole planet. They're not even looking at the United States. They trying to dominate the whole planet. That is what their goal is. And you got monsters that's running all of this. So they ain't got no love. And you got these oil guys over there. Bush and all them are oil barons. You know, and so they ain't got no love in their heart. How can they rule with love? You can't rule with something and you don't have it, Donnell.
Yeah, I comprehend all that. But at the same time, I'm going, see, if you keep killing the souls on the planet, all right, then you get caught with a bunch of rotten souls, then, I mean, you got hell on earth, and a lot of people already live in it. And like I said, if you're causing problems to a group of human beings that just because they're trying to live, and stuff and everything, don't you know that that's going to come back and bite you? And if you don't have common sense, it's easy when you don't know. But then when you do know and you do realize your errors and mistakes, then that's when you're going to pay for it. See, ignorance is kind, but I'm going, love is bliss. Love is the purpose of everything. And until they get it right, see, we're still doing this recycle. We've been killing, destroying, prejudice, just man knowing each other. You see what I'm saying? So until we stop, like I said, it's probably not like a badge putting a woman in there. All right, then. But like I said, if she's raised under the roof of a dictatorship of man and attitude and killing and madness, she's going to have that same mentality. So Hillary, step off. Okay, then. But my point is that I'm going to find people with compassion and love and family and orientated and let them run the country. Okay, because they know, they understand to lose loved ones and kids and this and that. And the ones who have, some of them get, you know, they need thorough, you know, like the psychological help because, you know, it's difficult getting over that and realizing that yours is dead and someone else is alive. And you know what I'm saying? So we have to balance this out as people, not as I got the upper hand. I'm the government. You're not right. You're not the right color. I mean, we putting all these rules and regulations. And like I said, nature, she could wipe us out overnight, doubly.
Yeah, well, nature's going to have to do something because we have a demonic force that's already in control. And so, yeah, you know, they're not going to give up their power. Their power is going to have to be taken from them. So the people that's got all this love in their heart and who going to do the right thing, how are they going to get up there to overthrow or take the power from the demonic spirits? That's what I'm saying. These monsters, I call them. That's up there running everything. That Donnie?
Yeah, well, they need love, too. They got kids. They have family. They have
you know,
lives.
You keep saying they need love, but I don't see love nowhere because I see the country just going to hell. That's what we are. That's what it feels like, hell, right here. These people ain't showing no love. You got people. We got more people losing stuff now than ever before. So it's good to talk about it, but they ain't practicing it. So what do you do when you're dealing with somebody that's got a demonic spirit, that's got hate? They don't know nothing about it. They love. They crazy over power. And all they got their group together. They group going to rule the world and forget about everybody else. We have to suffer. How you get that kind of group out of power? Donnie?
Well, it's quite simple. It's like I said. You said love. A lot of them don't know about it. But guess what? Everybody needs somebody they can trust. So everybody needs somebody they can sit down and talk to. And nothing nice to having somebody you can trust regardless of
I'm
how much money.
I'm quite sure they got people they can trust and they can talk to.
It's different than having somebody you own or you pay them a paycheck than someone who's free and your best interest, even right or wrong. Okay, then see that's loyalty. And I'm going different when loyalty is being bought than when loyalty is just naturally free. And until we get a taste of that, now once you get free love, natural freedom, beauty, ain't nothing like it. All right, then I said, I'm saying they would. They keep living. They're going to see it. And like I said, men have gave up empires for love, for women, for kids. Okay, they said, we ain't changed. It's the thing. This is the right thing. I mean, the whole world been suffering. Now the United States is getting back a taste of it again, Beverly. That's all it was. I mean, we had our ups and downs, but see, Poe been Poe all the time. The struggling been struggling all the time, but the elite and the ones who got the upper hand, they've been enjoying. Well, reality is that I'm going to have relatives here, family and stuff, and they're going to start looking at them in their position. If you got this kind of position and power and stuff and that thing, I'm like John Travolta. I want a jet and a helicopter in my backyard and a couple other fun things just in case something go wrong. So I'm just saying as you can't blame the ones who got is trying to cover themselves and their families and willing to in a half an hour they can move from out of one state to another or in a 2 or 3 hours they'd be in another country. I would love to do that too. And because all of them sitting themselves up for that position, I mean, the thought is fine, but I know I'm still having a hard time getting a golf cart. So what I'm saying is that we have to revalue our values. We have to re-educate our children because, like I was trying to say earlier, look out throughout the states. They're like we're almost a third world. Our grade, our kids is worse than ever and stuff and everything. And they said that back when we was coming up. But now we got more information, more ways of learning. And I'm going, now look at the dropout rate. It's way worse now than it was back in the 70s and the 60s. And then it was hard for us to even go to school.
All that is by design. All of that is by design. That's what I'm saying. You got people that are setting up these systems, and they're setting up these systems for you to fail. You know, so they got, and most people, when they get in power, they pull their family, they pull their friends in. Just like Kwame. Kwame, most of his family is taken care of. A lot of his friends is taken care of. So that's how they do. They got people around them who they love, but they don't care about the average person. Donnie?
Okay, but did that get him in trouble now because of the people he love and stuff? Because he had a couple of white and black friends that he done put him in position and definitely done made his position look awkward. They're your friends and your loved ones and stuff and everything. Then I wouldn't want to put my friends or anyone I love in an awkward position. And I'm going, he hired them, and if they messed up, then he need to step back because of his position and let society or the law or whatever happen to him. But I'm going, he just getting backfired on all that stuff. So like I said, he's young, and like I said, mean well and stuff and that thing. And everybody was supposed to have been qualified and stuff, but sometimes you just got to let go. It's like a child. Sometimes you got to let them walk in that wall if they don't listen. I learned that from my mother. See what I'm saying, Beverly?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's not even him. It's the whole system. You know, the people at the top all the way down, you know, all these guys here who putting this system together. A lot of these, they worship the devil. They into these secret cults. They into the skull and bones or whatever. They got some cults that we don't even know nothing about. They in there worshiping demonic spirits. I mean, this is what they into. This is what's going on. So a demonic spirit don't care about no spirit talking about no love or nothing.
Well, with all this technology, all the technology we have, we're getting a better insight on people, too. Like I said, see how many people is getting caught up and busted and they personal and stuff and everything. And I'm going, like you say one thing and do something else. Okay, that's fine. And if you in the eyes of the public, then you should be very, very careful about what you say and what you do. I agree with you on that. But at the same time, all right, then we can't just go ahead and go, aha, and everything. Because like I said, a lot of stuff is personal, but when it gets to affecting the people who they're supposed to be supporting or looking out for and stuff, then I think they should have, like as they say, an open public judge situation and stuff and everything. But for right now, I'm just saying it's just that man is doing his, as they say, turnover, and we need to kick off and take note and speak up and say something about it. Because I'm going, we do have enough technology and enough say-so to make a difference. Watch what happened this year. The news going to be, woo, off the hook with all the information they're going to find on people. Beverly?
Well, that could be our saving point is the technology. Even though the Pentagon, I mean, they're the one that invented the internet, even though they're sitting and they're monitoring the internet, because we got the Pentagon on Blog Talk. So they monitoring everything, but maybe this could be the way to get rid of some of those demonic spirits out there that's controlling everything by us able to communicate to people from one side of the planet to the other side, Donnie.
Yeah, Beverly, you know I was off and just got back on.
Huh?
Did you hear me? I said I was off. I just got back on.
Oh, well, on the screen here, you were still on. You weren't cut off.
Oh, okay then. Well, no, it went all the way off for me. But anyway, yes, what you were saying and stuff and everything, we as people, like I said, we need to put the word solution. We can always, like, ha-ha, they wrong, or ha-ha, this and that. Okay, then we've got them. All right, then we don't need to just say modern time witch burning. All right, then sit them down, let them ask the questions. You know what I'm saying? What's this, what's that? Most of the time, people is more harder on themselves than you could ever be if you go ahead and just put it in the public. I mean, if they're working for the public, I'd like put them on a public hearing, let the public ask them questions, let their peers, let their, you know, supervisors and stuff and everything, since they're in public office. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm like open public, all right, Dan? Let everybody, since we voted you in, we should be able to sit there and vote you out and stuff, just to the very group, because like now going on here, instead of them concentrating on the situation and solution, we got people over here fighting to be the mayor. Now, they already, like, you know, get him off and this and that. And I'm like, well, what projects he's working on? Would that hurt the city if y'all pull him right now? Is he in a good spirit? I mean, I'm saying, is he a good loser? You know what I'm saying? I mean, when people got their hands in the things, you know, you better handle them with, a mittens and gloves instead of trying to be vicious, because you're just as bad as them. I mean, maybe they wasn't right on this end, but it don't have to be wrong all the way across and stuff. And like I said, about being the mayor and any other situations, before you so quick to snatch that tooth up, what come with it, if it makes sense what I'm saying, Debbie?
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing. They letting he being tried in court, so they letting the legal system handle it. But these people that's in public office, that's what it is. It's public. So once you take office, you don't have no private life. Everything is, you know, if you just a regular Joe, a regular Ike and Mike, okay, you got a little privacy, because with this stuff going on now, none of us have no privacy. But once you take public office, you don't have no privacy. So, and these guys and gals, they've been so busy doing all this corrupt stuff so long, they got used to it. They got careless with it. So now they being exposed, Donnie.
Oh, okay. Can you still hear me out?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay then. Well, no, my screen was flicking. Yeah, I see what you're saying. But like I said, the people, they need to know that. Oh, maybe I'm wrong when I'm about to say I'm finna jump the script. But if people have welfare coming in, all right, then why is it that they voting? And I'm going, they ain't paying taxes. But they can vote. And I'm going, I understand everybody's voting, but they part of the doggone problem. Because you have them voting, and they ain't paying taxes. They not owning nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going, but they got them voting. All right, then. And I'm going, like I said, if they really understood what it costs to pay taxes, to get up in the morning and have to work for this and that and everything, then I said they should vote. But I think the people who's on welfare shouldn't have no say-so of voting. That was just me shooting from the hip on that one, Beverly.
Oh, no. I have to totally disagree with you on that. Anybody can have bad times. And sometimes people, they don't get on welfare and stay on it. Some people have to get on welfare. They run it like now. They saying more people getting food stamps now than they ever have in this state or this country, because we in a depression. Why are you going to penalize somebody because they got hard times? I feel like that's our right. We are American citizens, and that is our right to vote. That's our voice. So you going to take somebody's voice away from them because they having a hard time? Come on now, that sound like these people who run in the country.
Well, I might put a time limit on 10 years. Don't you think that's the kind of ridiculous after 10 years being on it? And then you started off with one kid, now you got six?
They already got a timeline on it. Now, in Michigan, you only could be on the A's for 4 years or whatever it is. They got a little.
That's what that was. They done found a kink in that, Beverly. What they doing now is if they have another kid, the nigga go in and revamp after that other one.
Well,
these women have kids.
To me, I don't care if they own it 100 years. That is their right because they are American citizens. You don't take nobody right. I want the prisoners to be able to vote. They can't even take out a felony. I want them to be able to vote because that's their right. They are American citizens. Do you know how many folks done died so we can have this right to vote? No, you don't take nobody right away from them.
Well, it don't make a difference anyway. Look what Bush did. So what the heaven do I need to
vote with? But still, just even though, let me make that decision if I want to vote or not. Don't tell me I can't vote. Let the individual make that decision if they want to or not.
Well, I'm like this. You're right. Everybody go through ups and downs and hard times. Then they're done that. But at the same time, I'm going, if they not owning no property or anything like that, it'll hurt people who own property who get up, bust their butt and stuff and that thing for a person who's been on welfare for 10 years.
Uh-uh. Some people work, go to work every day, and they never own no property. They've been renting all their life. So
and then they don't know nothing about
them?
Yes, I am. I'm going to put a lot.
No, that's wrong.
If they don't know the rules and regulations, then why would they be voting on stuff? I mean, I'm talking about not just voting for their president. They can vote for that, but I'm talking about voting on different mail, different laws, different situations dealing with the schools when they're not paying. Okay, I understand you're going through ups and downs. Everybody do, but like I said, after 10 years, and also they voting for taxes and stuff like that they don't even have nothing to do with. That's what I'm saying. They can vote for their president or their mayors or whatever like that, but
well,
I'm talking about different laws.
Well, you're nailing it down now. So people who vote for property taxes should be property owners. That's what you're saying.
If you're going to let me finish, I was getting there, but you jumped on me, so I'll let you get it out. Then I was going to tell you.
No, I mean, this is a two-way conversation. We conversing. That's what this is all about. But
well, as I'm saying, the detail is that I'm going, they can vote for their mayor, they can vote for their president, but I don't think they should be able to vote for taxes, property taxes, and for school stuff and everything and the whole bit. When other people out here suffering, and like I said, they got property sitting and people breaking in, and people ain't on nothing, but they want to have a say-so and something they don't even know nothing about, but they want to pretend like they know what's going on. And to me, that's ridiculous. So vote for your mayor, vote for your president, but they shouldn't have conversation and vote on you know, like there was a woman from Livonia coming here trying to help Detroit. She got so mad, she went back because she's like, they won't show up. If they had just showed up, they could have kept half of their money here. But a lot of them, they won't show up. And it's the welfare who make this decisions and stuff and everything. And like I said, a lot of people be on it, but I'm saying voting for different things that affect the laws of the property and the land around them. They can vote for their mayors and their presidents.
Okay,
but
well, you didn't say that at first. You said they shouldn't be able to vote, period. Now, you are
broken. No, I didn't say period. I didn't get a chance to finish it, though.
Okay, I can understand that part. If they don't want, if you only people who own property can vote, have a say-so as far as voting for property, but just not being able to vote at all.
You just misunderstood me. I wasn't intending to get to. I was wrapping it up as they just shouldn't be able to vote on stuff that if they not in it, if they ain't familiar with it, then why should they have say so in it? You know what I'm saying? I'm not putting them down because of hard times. Been there myself, but at the same time, I'm going, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them make bad decisions because they looking at a person because, oh, I just like the way they look, or I like the way they talk, or she's a woman, or he's okay, or he's the right color, or, you know what I'm saying? I've heard too many propaganda that didn't have. I'm looking at them like, do you hear the what they voting on? Vote on one, vote on seven because of this and that. And they, you know, this is my favorite number. I done heard some ridiculous voting situations. So that's what I'm saying was bothering me on that situation. As I feel like the welfare shouldn't vote on property taxes, school taxes, and so even though they got children going to school and stuff and everything, but after 10 years, I'm just saying that there's a lot of people out there, they can take the system. People have been on there for 10 years. That's what I'm saying. They need to get them limited on certain things due after 10 years.
But
I didn't say 5 years. I didn't say 5 years. I didn't say 7 years. I said 10 years, something like the taxes. You know, when you mess up on your TRW and you got foreclosures and stuff like that, they hold it 7 to 10 years, I believe, now. And same thing with them. If you're on welfare and stuff, then you got a certain period of time to get back in the system, and in that period of time, you should, you know, boom, like you said about the prison and stuff and everything. I figure once they do their time to come out, then all their rights should be given back to them.
Exactly, but you saying, oh, I could see people, you saying they can't vote for property taxes if they not a homeowner. I could kind of go along with that part, but as far as them, and then you got people that's intelligent, you got people that got all kind of degrees, and they vote for certain people. They know that this person is wrong. They know this person is not right. They know this person, they did the research, they did the history, but because this is, they might be able to get a position, or because they know this person, they gonna vote that person in, and they know that person is not right. So it's not just the welfare people that don't know what they're doing. You got people up here that know what they're doing and voting the wrong people in.
Right, but see, they working and paying taxes in the part of society, I said 10 years. I put a limit on it. After 10 years and stuff and everything, then if you really care about your voting right or your position in the community, then you'll go ahead and, like I said, they got all kinds of programs back. They need nurses all over the world.
But you're still getting the same outcome. If you got one person here that just voting, like you say, welfare for name recognition, then you got another person up here that got all kind of degrees, and they voting a certain way because of what they can get out of it or whatever, you're still getting the same results. They're still not getting people that's voting the right people in. So it don't matter if they're on welfare. It don't matter if they're paying taxes, if they're going to still vote the wrong people in.
No, not if they don't know no better. That's what I'm trying to say, education.
But
a lot of them,
you got people that's what I'm telling you. You got people that know better. You got people that's in high position, pay taxes, and they know that this certain candidate is not the right candidate for this. They know this.
No, they is the right candidate. Didn't you just say they benefit them? Didn't you just say that they knew exactly what they're doing, and they're going to vote somebody in because they benefit from.
The rest of us ain't, and you saying the welfare people putting people in because they don't know what they're doing, and it's the same difference. If they both putting this same person in there that ain't going to benefit the whole people as a whole, one of them is just as bad as the other.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, the other one is harder to detect because they self-situated and stuff, and that's like climbing in their mind and trying to figure out if they're going to make the right decision. I'm just saying that on the welfare situation after 10 years, then on certain taxes, they shouldn't have no right to vote on after 10 years. That's what I was saying. Other than that other person, that's like getting in their mind and see if they're going to make the right decision. As us as humans, come on, humans, we can't do that one yet, but they're working on it, mind control.
Yeah, well, they definitely working on that because they got all kind of weapons and chemtrails and everything else that they working on. And that's how come the people are so dummy down, because they putting the stuff in our water and our food, they spraying. So we are being under attack every which way that we turn, Donnell.
Okay, but like you said, it's world domination. So the sad part about America is finally feeling what a lot of the world is feeling all the time, see what I'm saying? Because America was like one of the, let's say, super party, super things that we had it better than a lot of people. A lot of us lost loved ones because they joined the Army and the last time they had the draft. A lot of people in other countries, they had no choice. They put them on planes, and a lot of them just got murdered for being in the wrong location. Now, us as people, and supposed to be the superpower, we're supposed to get together and not let that happen, but we condone it. We making the bombs. We making the guns. We making the blades. We telling people, hey, you know, they killed your people. And that's not right. You know what I'm saying? And they killing their people, killing the kids, raping the boys, and all the nationality and ethics. So I'm just saying, as we as people, we got all this technology. We need to do the right thing and right across the whole border. Now, if they're gonna go worldwide, fine. But make everybody in the world have the same rights. All right, then live the same standards at least, and no one should be homeless and without. You know what I'm saying, man, women, or child, baby.
Yeah, well, again, that's if you got somebody in there that's got a kind heart, a kind spirit. You got these demonic forces. Rome was a superpower at one time, and Rome fell. wind had many empires, and they end up falling. And most of the time, because the reason they fall is because of the ruler who ruling everything. So, you know, if you get a good ruler in there, the people are happy. Everybody eat, everybody live good. But when you start getting them crazy people in there that got mentally ill problems like McCain and even his wife. His wife has been on drugs, and she had a nervous breakdown. So the wife is crazy, got a mental problem, and he got a mental problem. And they was asking on the news the other day, how come they ain't saying nothing about his mental problem? What they doing is they going to wait until they trying to see whoever, get the Democrats, when they get theyself together, then they going to talk about that. Because they did a documentary on his wife, the poor woman. She just as nutty as he is. She had a nervous breakdown and was an addict. She was an addict from the doctor was giving her prescription.
Okay, but that's the same one that we got caught, and he was in military prison, right?
Yeah.
Okay then.
He's a Republican man.
He attacked Obama and said Obama really didn't have no military background, but Obama should jump back on that one and say, "Hey, I was raised and living in Chicago." Wasn't he raised? I mean, I don't know where he was born.
He did say that. I heard him say that. He said.
Oh, he did say that. Yeah, he was living in Chicago or Detroit, as they say, just as bad as any damn war. Even right now, I know people are getting killed every day around here in Detroit and stuff. Kids and stuff. I done broke up at least 3 fights this week. Kids fighting all out in the middle of the streets. And stuff, girls walking around with just bras on. I mean, it's out cold. But like I said, I sit there and heard a statistic, and I was like you said, it's by design. And I'm going, people need to take control of their families and educate them and tell them this ain't the way to go, because what they're doing is we're just knocking ourselves off, baby.
I know it. And it's all, like you say, it's all by design. And, you know, I want people to go to this website. This website, I mean, I read this, and it's so diabolical. I don't even want to talk about it on the air. And so it's about Cheney and Clinton. And, I mean, oh, my God. But I'm just going to give this website out, and the people can go to it themselves. I mean, it's just terrible. And you see, once you read this, you will see why we're in the predicament we in. This website is you push the HTTP, the 2 backward slashes, www.trance, trance, then you put a hyphen, then you put formation, that's formation.org, a backward slash index, INDEX, the number 2.html. I'm going to say it one more time, www.trance, formation, formation, .org/index, INDEX, the letter 2, .html. Chanel?
Yes. Now, to our audience out there throughout the world, Blog Talk Radio, me and Beverly, what we're saying is right now is we haven't forgot about the rest of the world, but right here in Detroit, in the United States, we're going through a dramatic change, okay, then? And like I said, Detroit can understand the third world and poverty and stuff, but we have a lot of that here, okay, then? I cannot speak for other states and countries and stuff, but I can speak for Detroit. And like I said, we will get out of this, and we will prevail. But right now, like I said, we have a lot of violence, we have a lot of crime. But at the same time, all right, then, Beverly and me plan on hitting the streets in May. All right, then I'll let you hear it from the people. And I'm going in, like I said, some people got it like beauty here. Some people, they're enjoying it. Some people don't even know when they're going to get their next meal. Now, how is that? In the front door is millionaires, and in the back, people sitting out here homeless, breaking in garages, trying to sleep and live and stuff. Don't know where they're going into, young fellas breaking in the houses. And like I said, this is an every day thing and stuff and everything going on here. So if people out of the United States and other countries going through a hard time, they could relate. And a lot of people in the United States haven't been through this. And to them, this is their first, you know what I'm saying, like W said, they don't want to say the word of depression, but it is a depression. All right, then Wall Street, interest level, being changed within the last 6 months, 3 or 4 times. All right, then, so I'm going, well, anybody, a blind man can see this. So all I'm saying is that me and Beverly just trying to tell you what's happening here in Detroit and the United States, and we definitely get back to the rest of the world, but we feeling this and we living this, so we sound a little bit emotional on certain situations we're talking about. It's just our personal opinion, but we would love for you to call in the Live Talk Radio 2012 and Beverly and Donnell in Detroit, Michigan, and we appreciate your point of view, Beverly.
And I do believe that, I think that part of getting up often up under this demonic stranglehold that we have is the military. I don't believe that everybody in the military is demonic. I believe, you know, I understand that they have to follow orders, but I just believe that that is where our major help is going to come from. I'm talking about the big people up in the military. I just feel like they are the ones that they know where everything, they know the ins and out, and I just believe that they're the ones that's going to help us get out of this. It's not going to be all of them, but I feel like they're going to play a major part in it, Donnell.
Well, I agree with you. I believe everybody really, what you're saying is, everybody got to really get together. And you know, the sad part about America is when they're in crisis, they do hang out. I don't care what the color it is. I done seen it in my lifetime. So I'm just saying that I don't just hope it will take a world crisis for the world to get together. But we there now. I'm just saying that they keep thinking man is going to be the one to devastate us. But you got to look at Mother Earth and whoever made it all about, beautiful and positive. They're kind of sick of us doing that little personal love. Personal little feeling towards each other and stuff, killing, burning, you know, my religion is right, and religion done did more murder and more killing than any doggone thing. And you haven't heard not one time none of these preachers going to jail for right life or getting the death penalty for messing up. Not one, not two, but centuries and lifetimes of kids. All right, damn. I mean, look how we handle stuff. These people is our future. These people are raising the future, and they molesting them and stuff, and they sitting up there giving them a little hand, and they paying out money, and these kids are ruined for life, and they putting out other pedophiles. I'm going, they need
well,
to
you wait
them.
Till you right till you read that thing, the website I just gave out. That's got a lot to do. You'll see what kind of demonic people we got that's in charge here. So
right,
we're down to our last 2 minutes here. And, you know, I am concerned about the world, but I'm mainly, my first concern is America because this is my home, and I'm going to try to do everything that I can to keep America from dying, from being destroyed. So I know I'm one little voice here, but I feel like I can do something, and that's what I'm. That's my purpose here is to do something to help save America, Donnell.
And on that note, I'm saying the same thing, but mine is the world, Mother Earth, and everything, creatures, and everything on the planet. Okay, then we all breathe the same air. We gotta treat it good, and that's mainly the planet and one another. So on that note, we appreciate everybody tuning in. You take time to have a peaceful and beautiful day, and thank you once again. Listen.
And wake up, America. Wake up.
The world.
Welcome to the desert of the real.
The world that you know. This. The world that you know.
You've been living in a dream world. You've been living in a dream world. World as it was at the end of the 20th century.
Doubt,
living in a dream world,
disbelief.
This is the world as it exists
today. Tell it like it is.
Blog Talk Radio.